You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with Jason Wirth. Jason, thank you so much for being with me. Jason, you're my 2016 Comeback Player of the Year for this year. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about your season coming up?
Well, I feel good. I mean, you know, if you're the comeback player, that means things didn't go so well for you the year before. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. You know, I know coming into the season, you know, last year was a disappointment on many levels. But, you know, personally, I just feel like, you know, I was kind of stuck behind the eight ball all year. And, right when I started feeling good, you know, I get hit in the wrist and break my wrist again. So, you know, it's like the third or fourth time I broke my wrist in my career. You know, it can be, those injuries can be discouraging, you know, but I feel really good. My wrist feels strong. I feel like that's, you know, in the distant past, and I'm ready to get back to playing the type of ball that I've always played. So, I feel good.
How do you feel on the field? It's good to have you back in spring training.
Yeah, you know, this feels like a normal spring training. You know, I'm getting my work in. I just need at bats and need to play. You know, I think we got like 2 weeks or something like that still, so that should be about right. You know, I never really hit a whole lot in the off season or run a whole lot because, you know, it's tough when you live upstate and snowing. So. Getting down here, you know, it's time. We got like 2 weeks, and it's time to, you know, start kicking in gear and get ready for the season.
You have a new manager now. Tell me what you think about Dusty Baker.
I like Dusty a lot. I mean, I've always admired and respected him from across the diamond, and playing against him for years. And I've had some guys that are teammates and friends that have played for him and speak really highly of him. And so far as advertised, you know, he keeps it light. He's got, you know, positive vibe to him. The clubhouse has got a good vibe to it, and so far spring training's been great. But yeah, it's gonna be good to go through the season with him, you know, and get to know him on that level. So I'm looking forward to it.
You have your mentor back, Davey Lopes. How good is it to have him back?
You know, really good. I hit that homer the other day. I slapped five of them at first base. Now, that was the first time in a long time that I've given anybody a high five at first base. But you know, spending all that time with Davey in Philly and learning from him and getting to know him. Obviously, you know, he was a great player, and you know, to have him as a coach for as long as I had him in my career, you know, I feel blessed really just to be around him in his presence and to learn from him. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for the other guys too. I mean, just to get to experience it, you know. Go through your career and not to experience Davey Lopes at least once in a season is like a crime. So, you know, I'm happy for my teammates, and I think he's going to help, you know, the young guys like Mikey Taylor and Bryce, and, you know, even, you know, Ben Revere's had him in Philly, so he knows, but he's going to do nothing but up these guys' games.
I got to ask you this, Jason. How far can this team go? I mean, a lot of expectations were expected last year. This year, not too much, but can this team go all the way?
I just think we got to stay healthy. You know, I mean, there was so much last year with the, you know, the team we were supposed to be, and you know, we didn't stay healthy. That was bottom line. So if we stay healthy, I think we can win some games. You know, and then if you find yourself playing in October, all bets are off. You know, anybody can win. Any team that makes it in October, as you've seen the past few years, you know, wild cards. That have won. It doesn't matter. You just got to get there. So hopefully we can find ourselves playing games, meaningful games in October, and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Jason, final question. People don't know this, but a lot of people don't realize that you come from a great sports family. Your grandfather, uncle were in baseball. Your mother was a star. I mean, what did you learn the most from them?
My stepdad played 3 years in the big leagues also. You know, I don't know. It was just a way of life, I guess. You know, growing up, I was talking to Mike Rizzo today about my uncle. But you know, he roomed with him in the minor leagues somewhere along the way, and you know, I was saying how I was the only California Angels fan in Central Illinois at the time. You know, like, so you know, you see the game from a different perspective, maybe. You know. Some people along the way always said that I got treated differently because of who my family was, but I mean, I put in a lot of hard work as a kid. Like, I felt like I worked 10 times harder than everybody else. So I think if anything, I think I learned that from my mother, who was adamant about hard work. You know, she preached it over and over, and so I think my work ethic was one thing that really set me apart.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.